Hello. I think you can hear me now. Can everybody hear me? Let me know in the chat if you can hear me. Oh, yay. I forget about those thumbs up every stinking time. All right. I am not Corinne Crabtree. I am Coach MJ. I am the head coach here at No BS. And I recently started leading the community team as well. So I have been busy over here. I usually do the new member quick start orientation call and then any Q&As if Corinne is out. But today she is in Vegas. So she did the weight loss coaching call and she asked me to come on here with you amazing ladies. And so I said I would. I am going to promote Coach Yesenia to the panelists so she can answer any Q&A questions you may have. This is the Queen's Club call. So for anyone who does not know what the Queen's Club is, it is for anybody who is a member of the No BS Weight Loss membership who has lost 25 pounds. Now, you do not have to have lost it inside of No BS. You can have lost it any way you lost it. Doesn't matter. Also, you do not have to be in Facebook to be in the Queen's Club. If you are not a Facebook user, you can still sign up for the Queen's Club. We will add a little special Queen's Club tag onto the website for you. So if you're like, I would love to be in the Queen's Club, but I'm not on Facebook, that's not a problem. You can still be in the Queen's Club. So how this works is if you are in the Queen's Club, if you've lost 25 pounds and you have registered for the Queen's Club, doesn't matter if you're on Facebook or you're in Queen's Club and just have the tag on the website, I will coach you for an hour. We will be here until 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. All you need to do in order to be coached is to raise your hand. Now, I'm only coaching members of the Queen's Club today. However, anybody can listen. You can be brand new. You can have lost, 5 pounds, 10 pounds and listen, but I will only be coaching members who have lost 25 pounds. So, we have our first, I was going to say victim, but it's really our first person to coach. So, I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited to coach on. I haven't done this in a while. I mean, I have my private clients every week, but I typically don't get to coach inside the membership anymore. So this is fun. We have got stupid Zoom. I'm trying to wear contacts, y'all. So everything is a little blurry. Jennia. I love that name. Coming up, I'm going to promote you to panelist. Let me see. Let's see. Here we are.
Hi, MJ. It's Genia.
Genia. I love it. Love it. I'm gonna put us on gallery view. I don't know why it's not working, but it's, it is what it is. Oh, I see. I think we can see Yesenia maybe. I don't know. But what are we coaching on today, Genia? I love that name.
Thank you. High shops a lot. So I have lost roughly 60 pounds. I have noticed a pattern where I see a new lower number on the scale that I haven't seen before. And then within 2 days, I jump somewhere between 5 to 6 pounds back up. And then it takes me another 2 weeks to lose that back down. And that seems like a lot more weight than just like, the kind of irregular ups and downs on the scale. And my data does not support, well, first of all, it'd be seriously hard to gain 6 pounds in 48 hours. But also my data doesn't support that I am overeating or I'm eating when I'm not hungry. I'm getting my water in, my sleep is on lock. So I'm dealing with all the, I'm doing the thought work around how that makes me, the thoughts I have and how that makes me feel, but I'm also perplexed. about what is this about? This like quite dramatic increase.
So let's back up to when you get on the scale and you see that new number, this low number that you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think, great. My data supports this. There's definitely just sort of like a go me, yes. Yay, like, yes, you know, some calm feelings and then some not so calm happiness feelings around seeing that number.
Okay. Is there any like, now it's about to get hard. Now I got to get serious. It's going to be any of that that happens for you?
No, I had not lately. No, like I've become pretty good at being data driven and being like a scientist around this. And, I've been coached it. Like I've been reaching out for help and getting great advice. And so, not really.
Okay. So do you still plan the same way that you've been planning when you see that new number on the scale?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like typically, like if you weigh on a Friday?
I do.
Okay. And then do you not weigh again till the next Friday?
No, I've been weighing far more frequently than that. But in the pattern that I'm seeing, because I collect all, like I write down all the data, the pattern that I'm seeing, the it's often like I'm coming down, maybe with little fluctuations, you know, but I'm coming down and then I like the most recent one I hit 167 point something. And then the next day, or maybe it was the day after, I was 173. And now I'm weighing daily out of curiosity, and I am consistently 173, 174.
Okay. And then how long, I'm trying to think like my question. So you go down, it bounces up, and then how long is it taking you to get back down?
Couple of weeks.
Okay. How fast are you? So then you get down to 163, and then what happens after that? Do you bounce back up again?
No, then I go down. Then I seem to have another trend of going down. Not every day, not every, you know, maybe we maintain a week or something like that. But the overall trend goes down. But then I see let me think about the answer. I might have very small losses, or I might gain a very small amount, like, or I might maintain all what seems like very reasonable to be expected, like what we're taught to be expected as far as how weight loss happens. And then I got a fat dump and I lose like 3 pounds, and then I gain 6. And then I trend back down again. Like it seems to happen after I have a substantial loss, like a fat dump. So I'm like kind of going most.
Have you been doing this all along?
No. This is the second or third time that this has happened. Okay. I did have a long period of time, like 6 or 8 weeks, where I played with the same few pounds in the high 180s, and got some coaching, figured out where I was overeating, and then I haven't that was like 3 months ago, and then this pattern has started.
Okay, so you've noticed this pattern that you lose weight and then it bumps up, and then you lose it and you lose a little bit more, it bumps up like to a lower number, and then you lose and whatever. So my question to you is, why is this a problem?
So today I've been thinking a lot of, well, today and yesterday, I've been thinking like trying to trying to neutralize and normalize and neutralize my thoughts about this. And it might not be a problem. It's just perplexing to me.
Right.
That the gap is like, so maybe this is how I'm going to lose my weight as I, like, I'm 23 pounds from my goal.
Yeah.
My goal weight. Maybe this is as I do, like, as I get closer to my goal, maybe this is going to be my pattern, but it's such a big jump.
Yeah.
And my data, like, I am not, my data doesn't show me that I'm perfect. Like, I'm not 100% on all things all the time, but I am 100% on collecting the data.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, come on, like 5 to 6 pounds. Like,
and it could be, I mean, it could really be your new pattern of weight loss. Like, so, you know, when you have more weight to lose, it typically will come off, like, you know, just keeps going down. You'll see a little bump, maybe not as much. The only other piece of data I would collect if I were you, because you are still seeing the scale overall go down, which is what you want. Like, this one little piece is bothering you, which we don't even know if it's going to just be a season for you and then it's going to stop. Like, we don't know. But if it's consistently going down, that's awesome. I would also start tracking your food. So notice if when you get to that point, like that lower weight, like there are foods for me that this 3 to 5 pounds, pizza and Chinese every time. I know it. I don't overeat it. Doesn't matter. 3 to 5 pounds. I can set my clock by it. That's exactly what that does to me every time. And so, and it doesn't have to be overeaten. It doesn't have to be too much. It doesn't have to be any of that stuff. I can eat it at lunch. I can eat it at dinner and it will still bump my weight up 3 to 5 pounds the next day, every time.
Okay.
So I would start looking at that as well. And when you notice there has to, I would almost bet on it. If you're starting to see it consistently, when you get to a number, and then it bumps back up like that, like you're talking about. Those days that you get on and your first thought is, "Woo, this is a number. I haven't seen it before." Get straight to journaling. See if there are any, like, you know, "Oh, I'm doing so good. I could ease up a hair." Because you could even be talking about a few bites here and there, or including something that you hadn't included that does, like Chinese or pizza does for me. Like a go-to food that you're like, "Oh, this would be so awesome." And then you may notice that you see a bump.
Okay.
But also there could be none of that too. It could just be your new pattern of weight loss, which is fine too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's not like abnormal, like that much weight gain is not abnormal. That's a thing that happens to people.
Somebody else said Chinese. Yes. Chinese. Sarah is a doctor and these could be most consistent with fluid shifts. And Sarah's got a good point too, because of the heat and stuff. You know, I know that I retain more fluid I sweat it out. I drink more since it's warm. I don't know if you're in the hot as hell South right now, which is like, I mean, I can't even drink hardly enough water to keep me hydrated because I'm sweating so badly. Even in the house, the air can't even keep up with it. And so I feel like I'm more bloated just because I keep onboarding water. And I feel like because I've been dehydrated, and Sarah could be like, "MJ, no, none of this is true." But for me, I feel like whenever I finally do drink all this water, I feel like I can't even wear my wedding ring right now. Because I'm like fluid all the time. Even though I'm sweating, it's like whenever my body's getting some water, it's like holding on. Also, look at your activity level. If you're doing any kind of weights at all, or you're upping your exercise, that could have something to do with that big jump.
Yeah. Okay.
All of those things could have anything to do with it. Start with your thoughts. Keep up with your data. And then if you're still consistently losing weight, it could just be your new pattern.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Good luck and congratulations.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't done this in so long. Wait a minute. Oh, here we go. I found it. All right. I am telling y'all, nobody else has got their hand raised. If you don't, I can, you know, go ahead and, Susan Price wants to be coached. All right. Let's see what Susan wants to be. This Zoom is just not wanting to act straight. Hey, Susan.
I don't want to be coached. I want you to kick my ass and I want to go hide in the closet.
Okay. What about I kick your ass first, then you go hide in the closet?
All right.
Deal?
That'll work.
Okay, good.
So I have a pattern of doing well with any kind of self-care commitment for about 18 months. And then have attrition. I somehow can't sustain it. So joined No BS. Loved it. Was all in. Did all my journaling. Did all the things. Mm-hmm. All the things. And it was during pandemic. I'm self-employed. So I had a lot of time to devote to it.
Okay.
And then I'm a strategist. So when the pandemic happened and the economy kind of went wonky, strategy is one of the things that people tighten up on right away because it's kind of important, but not urgent. But then slowly it's been flowering open. And right now my business is crazy busy. I'm crazy busy. I work from 7 to 7 or later and weekends too. And it's like, because I don't have as much time, it sort of messed up my nice rhythms that I had going. So I feel I'm in need of a reboot. I've been slowly regaining some of the weight. I had lost 33 pounds or something.
Okay.
And then it's been creeping up. And now I'm like, okay, I'm ready to stop it.
Okay.
It's like I feel like I need life coaching in addition to No BS weight loss coaching, that I'm letting my business overtake my life and telling myself this story that I don't have time to treat myself right.
Okay. What are you talking about, like treat yourself right? Like, what does that even mean, treat yourself right?
Go for my walks in the morning. I had joined pickleball and a tennis clinic that I really, really enjoy. And now I'm telling myself I don't have time for that, or I can't afford to go. Not that it costs money, but it's costing my time. And I'm feeling like I'm on the hamster wheel, just running as fast as I can.
Okay.
And the thing I'm letting go is this, and it's killing me.
Okay.
This is what I really want.
So whenever I asked you, like, what are you letting go? Like, what do you have to do or what are you having to let go of? Whatever. You're like a walk, pickleball, and tennis.
Yeah.
None of that is
planning.
Okay. Planning.
And so I work until I'm exhausted at night and then I overeat and I drink.
Okay.
One of the things that I had done in the golden 18-month period, as I did the alcohol experiment and went completely off of alcohol for, you know, 6 weeks or 2 months and felt fine and didn't need it. But it's like, I've got stress behaviors again. And it's like, I'm allowing myself to snap back into stress eating, stress living.
Okay. I'm about to do something that if you are on this call and you're my private client, you're like, oh gosh, I'm going to raise this desk up. And I am pulling out this board because you said, I know right now, because you opened your mouth and a thought came out and I heard it.
Dang. Oh God.
Oh, look, this is for my other private client. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Busting it out.
Yes, sir. May I have another?
Yes. You said it. It's this right here. The golden period.
When I was doing it right.
Oh, that's even better. When I was doing it right. Thank you. DMX me. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. When I was doing it right. Here you go. Here, this is your whole problem right here. Your whole problem is this right here. The golden period when I was doing it right. Right, you're telling yourself that right is walking, pickleball, making your plans, tennis club. What was that right for?
It was right for feeling good and weight loss.
No, it was right and doable for the period of life that you were in.
Okay.
Shit changed.
Yes.
Is all of these things that you've got listed doable?
Not and be as busy as I am at work. So I am making all these choices. It's all in my hands.
Yes. So what you're describing to me is what happens to so many people. It's going to happen to our teachers. Teachers in the summertime, they are deep dive divas. Listen to all the stuff. Then they go back to school. They turn into a bottom line bitch. And that's okay. They keep losing weight. It goes back. Everything inside of this membership, y'all, has got to be doable. You know, pandemic Susan, all of this was doable.
Mm-hmm.
Back at work, Susan, not so much.
Not so much.
But every time back to work, Susan looks at what she's able to do for herself. Like, well, it's not when I, this isn't what I was doing when I was doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
This is not at all like the golden period. And then you're like, well, fuck it. If I can't do that, I mean, I can't lose weight. We're done. And I'm screwed. And I cannot, you know, take care of myself anymore.
It's a sad little victim story.
Yes. But here's where you, this is where the story that can change for you. During the pandemic, I went all in. I had the time. I had the resources. I did everything I could. I learned all of the, you know, the basics inside of NoBS. I figured out what my hunger was. I utilized the shit out of that time. And now I'm going to take what I learned during the golden period and apply it to my life right now. Maybe you can't go to pickleball and tennis. That mean you can't lose weight. There's nothing wrong with having to switch gears sometimes. When your brain, when your life changes, your brain has to adjust.
I'm writing down downshifting.
Yeah.
I'm having to downshift.
Yeah.
And I don't need to make myself wrong or bad.
No.
You're needing to do that.
So what you need to do is figure out what do I absolutely need to do in order to lose weight? Probably write my plan and assess my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Follow doable hunger. What, we at 5 minutes a day? 10 minutes tops a day?
Right. Yep.
That's it. You got 10 minutes a day?
I do, because I'm spending it watching YouTube and eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you successfully used the witching hour time to do this work?
No, and I'm going to tell you why. You really don't want to do the witching hour and to do this deep dive work, because during the, if you don't know what the, we call it the eating window. Or the drinking window, okay? So what happens is, like, for me, it was whenever I worked out of the home, when I would come in. And I'm like, I can finally relax. I took off my scrubs. Like, it was all like, I was finally able to relax. And so my brain wanted relief. It wanted to relax. It wanted to whatever. So if I have, I want to relax. And then I'm like, but you know what I'm gonna do instead? I'm gonna go in all in on thought work. I should journal.
I've been screwing myself to the wall all day long. I can't bear to do it any longer.
Exactly. So then you do something that you think is going to be hard. You're switching an enjoyable activity, eating and drinking, with let's go into the deep recesses of my mind. That'll relax me. No. No. So you need to find something, like Corinne used to say, like, you can't get out of an urge. You can't convince yourself to scrub a toilet. Right? Like, I really want to eat. I really want to relax. So I'll go, but you know what? I'll plan instead scrubbing a toilet. Your brain never going to get on board with that. Be like, yes, no. Look, did y'all hear that? No, that was a Corinne no. I hope y'all heard that. No.
Yes. So I can go back to the list that I've made of comforting activities.
Oh, you already have the list.
I do have a list. I have a hot tub that I turned into a cool tub. It's Texas. I'm in Texas and it's 105 degrees almost every day. So
I have
a cool tub. I could go sit in there. It's not appealing to eat in there.
Right. And then you can all, like, for me, I have a trashy book that has nothing to do with self-care. Ellen Hildebrand. I read her every summer. Like, I'm almost done with that book. So I read a book. I take off. I de-bra, as I call it. Yes. Take off. I de-bra.
Yes. That is a daily lovely ritual.
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing it.
Yes. And I love that. Ellen Hildebrand, by the way, her son went to the University of South Carolina. If anybody knows, I'm a big Gamecock fan. I loved her before that, but her son makes amazing choices. But that's what I want you to see. It's like, you're not ever going to use that eating or drinking window to dig in, to like dig in.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that I need to, not me ripping the broth, Janet. I think I need to take my foot off the gas on my work a bit too.
That's up to you, but you can lose weight and still, you know, do what you're doing if you want to. But it's just deciding. I mean, this sounds so amazing. And every, like, when you're taking a step back to do what's doable, it's compare and despair of this time.
Yes.
You weren't, it wasn't, you know, when I was doing it right, it's when I was doing what was doable. And now you still need to do what's doable. That looks different.
Yes. Yes. I like riding bikes too. So the downshift metaphor works really well for me.
I love it. And you came up with that.
I wish I could have a car with a clutch these days. They will not sell me one.
Oh, really? My husband tried to teach me one time back when we were dating, and it was in the middle of a four-way stop. I jumped out of, I turned the car off and just jumped out of the car. It started rolling. He had to pull up the bra. I was like, I'm never doing that again. I didn't never do it again. But that's what you need to look at. Like, if you are describing, I always tell my clients this. When you talk about food or alcohol or whatever, or a time in your no BS life when you had more time, like the best lover you've ever had, you're never going to break up with it. This sounds very sexy.
Yes.
Very sexy. It's not. It's just, there was a time during the pandemic where I had more time. My life has changed. I've gone back to work. I have less time, but I can still lose weight.
Yeah. This is super helpful.
I'm so glad. and I got to yell at people and stand up and use my board. So good. So good.
So I'm going to start with write a plan and assess the plan and be in touch with doable hunger. Yeah. Minimum viable product.
Yes. We call it minimum baseline here inside of the No BS. Yeah. So yeah. But it goes back like on a scale of one to eight, how good do you feel about doing it? That's what you need to say. Like, what's doable is different now. And that's okay. Like whenever I was doing home health physical therapy, I literally was in my car. Like I would drive all over Chester, South Carolina and Clover, South Carolina, in between cow pastures. I had hours of time in the day to listen to content. Guess what happened when I started working for Corinne? I went in my car.
Yeah.
It wasn't doable for me anymore. I had to figure out another way to get it done.
Yeah.
My whole circumstance, my life changed. And so I was like, okay, now how am I going to get it done? I can't do it like I was doing it before. And that's okay. It's like, how am I going to lose weight now? Can't do it like I did it before just because of time and that, you know, don't have the time that I could devote to it before. That was an amazing time. But now this time can be amazing too.
Yeah. I found the time for this one.
You sure did, didn't you?
I did, MJ.
I'm so glad you came on.
Me too.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. All right. Get back at it. Just be a bottom line bitch. I'm a bottom line bitch.
I am right now.
Kathy Hartman's a bottom line bitch. It's worked for me. I used to be but that's what I'm saying. Whenever I was in my car all the time, I was a deep dive diva.
Yes.
Just don't work anymore for me. So, all right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
For coming up here and making me stand up and write the words.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye. That was really good. That was really, really, really good. All right. We got Dee Dee coming to the main stage. I'm having so much fun, y'all. You know, I love coaching. So this is fun. All right. Dee Dee.
Hi, MJ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I need some help for this week. Last week was not a great week.
Okay.
There's some overlap with the last call, but what I really think I need help with is making my better thoughts kind of stick.
Okay.
they're not. I'm really good at coming up with better thoughts, but I don't know. They don't seem to have sticking power. I went from teaching to having time to work in my own business. And that was really great. And I was excited for a while. And then just seeing everybody outside having fun, it wasn't as exciting anymore. And so I started having the thoughts, and what I found myself grazing a lot last week. So a little backstory. I lost about 60 pounds and I've been anywhere from 2 pounds from my goal weight. And now I'm like 12 pounds, 13 pounds. And okay. I would like to get there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And so I thought about what was going on, needing a break. It's definitely doable hunger. I mean, everything for me boils down, I know I have to hone in these last pounds on not eating when I'm not hungry, all the grazing. I wasn't hungry. So I had some good thoughts that I'm excited about learning about my body.
Okay. I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to flip a page. What is your old shitty? Tell me your old shitty thought that you're working on changing.
This is work, trying to concentrate and tune into my hunger. It feels like work. It feels like a job. Oh,
this is work. And then what's your new thought?
I'm excited about I have to keep.
Well, the feeling is excited. The feeling is excited. But what's the real thought?
This is a great thing to be able to tune into my body, listen to my body. It doesn't, it's so unreal that I have to make it dramatic. It doesn't.
Right. This is a great thing to tune in. Okay. Look, you know why I put these so far apart? Because they're so far apart.
Okay.
It's like, what about this one? And what about this one? And what about this one?
Yeah, I want to get here fast.
Coach Betsy, I love this analogy that she did one time on a call. And it was all about, like, I don't climb rocks. You know, I'm scared of heights. But I can see it in my mind. I've seen it on TV enough. You know, they get that hook, that grappling hook, and they're on a ledge. And then they throw it. And they tether that grappling hook. I guess that's what it's called. I don't know. And then they climb up to the next level. Mm. This is the top of your mountain.
Okay.
Your grappling hook don't go this far. You need something to hook to get to. And then you get there and then you're like, I'm going to the next level.
Okay.
But what you've done is you're like here going, I know I can get this hook to the top of the mountain. I know I can. And you can't, it's not long enough. It can't reach.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does feel like a race in my mind only because I've been there before. And it anything I do, even losing a pound or two, it does because I've been there before. It doesn't move me. I'm like, okay, well. You were within 2 pounds and you know.
That'll help you get excited.
Right.
That'll really be helpful. So this is work. What would be like the next level thought, do you think, that feels doable, believable, that you can get your hook into?
This is worthwhile work, maybe.
How does that feel? Does that feel any better? This is work versus this is worthwhile work. Does it feel any better at all?
It feels a tad better. It does. It's not work that bogs me down. It's something that and that's the thought that I've been working with while I'm working on my business is this is worthwhile work. And
You've lost weight before. Mm-hmm. Did it feel like work?
Sometimes, at times, there were periods where it felt like work, and there were definitely stretches where it did not.
Okay. Anything else? Another thought that you can think of that maybe might take work out of it.
Okay.
I mean, worthwhile work. If that feels good to you, and it feels like that's what I'm saying, like. Do you see what I'm doing? I want everybody on this call to see what I'm doing. I'm asking her, how does that make you feel? Okay. Because if it feels good to her, that's awesome. This is worthwhile work still feels hard to me. It still feels like work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
but if it feels better to you, then you keep that and you go with it.
It's a very minute level up.
So that's all it needs to be. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. What if I want to make a next level after that? But still,
this is worthwhile work.
Okay.
So this is worthwhile work. I mean, I even like sometimes this feels like work, mm-hmm. and that's okay. That, how does that feel? Because then that means that it's not always feels like work. Sometimes this feels like work and that's okay.
Okay. The emphasis on the sometimes. It's that one's okay. Maybe my brain's thinking, no, it's not okay.
Okay. Well, then it's not okay.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. So this is, okay. So we have, this is work. This is worthwhile work.
How about I'm willing to make this as easy as possible?
I like that. I'm willing to make tuning into my hunger as easy as possible. Yeah, that's, I like it. And it's true. I want
to make it as easy as possible. Do you see, like, you just said it. It's true. This does not feel at all true.
No, it doesn't feel true.
And that is why you're trying to hang your hat on it. And it does not stick because it doesn't feel true at all.
So can you say that one more time, MJ, that last one?
Who wrote that down? It'll be, I am willing to make this as easy as possible.
Okay. I like that. That's true. Because even when I play some of the games with myself, like when I do the halftime and the on the clock stuff, it seems fun, like a, you know, a little game and yeah, stuff like that. So that's
so true. That's the thing. I mean, just because we're focusing on those this month, I have actually just, you know, some of them work better for me than others. So I've kind of dialed into, like, I love the bites behind because I really start to question it, you know? And so I've been kind of going all in on that one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's felt really good to me. And the scale is going down. I like that. Mm-hmm. And it does feel as easy as possible for me. So it's like, what works? What feels really good? I'm going to go for that.
Okay. So anytime the thought's not sticking, it's probably because you're making a big leap instead of a level up.
Because you never said this feels true. But as soon as we said this one, you're like, that feels true.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, yeah, you may be like, it feels true, but it still work. But it's like, that's how you know it's the next level up. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, how believable is it on a scale of 1 to 8? Like a 4 or 5. This is a 0. This one, though, feels true. Like it's something you could stick, you know, you could put it on like a shirt and it would fit.
Mm, yes.
Or a comfy pair of shoes.
Yes.
This thought is like, oh, I went shoe shopping yesterday. This is like those leather shoes that are a tad bit tight, but you know that once you wear them a day, they'll like mold to your feet. Mm-hmm. Like I know these are going to fit. They feel a little bit tight across the top, but I know as soon as I wear them for a few hours, they're going to stretch out. They're going to feel good. That's the thought you want.
That was helpful.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Have a good week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Let's see. My computer's running awfully slow. Erica Most. I know Erica. I know Erica. All right. Come on, Erica. Let's see. Unmute yourself. And start your video. I'll ask you to start your video. Let's see if that works.
Yes. There we go.
Hello.
There. I can't believe I'm doing this because I feel like it is just going to be creating a second version of the same problem. But I got coached at DSB. Mm-hmm. And I cannot watch the video. Like, okay. I want to watch the video. And every time I think I'm fixing to watch, at first I was like, oh, I can't wait to watch this video. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, can I watch that video? There were some things that, like, I was thinking about that I wasn't quite resolved on yet. And I always hear Corinne say, go back and watch this video again a couple of times. I remember thinking, not me. I don't know if I want to watch this video a couple of times when she's, you know, and I've been coached by Corinne before and I've never watched a video, but I need to watch this video.
Why do you need to watch it?
Because I still have the same issue that I talked about with her that day. And okay. I will work on it. But every time I say, okay, I'm fixing to watch the video, I end up eating instead.
What are you scared of?
Shame. It's shame.
Of what?
Just the things I said, just being vulnerable, talking about personal stuff. I just seeing myself on the camera of just what I've gone okay with looking at myself in pictures, but not so much in video, like hearing myself. It just, I feel very exposed and I struggle with that in like other areas too, like teacher evaluations, like that feeling of everybody could see me. Everyone can still go on the internet and see me. And sometimes I can put it out of my head, but then when it comes to watching the video, I feel like it's really real.
Okay.
And I'm like, sometimes I think I can't be the only person who can't watch their video, or maybe I'm
Why did you get coached at camp or DSB? Why did you raise your hand and say, pick me, pick me?
Because at that moment, I was really afraid to go home after I fell and got hurt when I was already hurt, you know? And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go the next day and I'm going to have to like start dealing with this. And like, I felt like I was in a situation that was worse, but now I'm kind of like in the middle of, okay, it's not as bad as I was feeling that day. But then once I sort of started to see what some of the underlying issues were, I kind of got a little scared of that too. So I'm kind of like half in and half out.
Okay. How would watching this coaching benefit you?
I think it would reinforce some of the gains that I did make about how to talk to myself and like a medical professional and kind of make sure that my needs are getting met and that I'm advocating for myself. So, and I feel like it would sort of maybe clean up my memory of some of the things that Corinne said, because I think sometimes the feels might store it differently.
Yeah.
Actually heard, you know.
I can't spell.
It's okay.
You see how far you've come. Clean up your thoughts.
Yep. Because she said a word that I didn't actually, I very clearly heard and I thought about it. And I don't think I've ever heard her use that word with someone in a coaching call. And it's bugging me.
Oh, to figure out what the word is.
Well, I know what the word is. I just not sure I want to hear it.
What's the word?
Insecure.
Insecure. You just heard the word. Did you explode into flames?
No, I did not. Maybe on the inside a little. On the inside a little. Because it was true. It felt true. It felt true when she said it. It felt true when she said it. And I did some journaling on it. And I feel like I have come a long way and done a lot of work on that issue. I mean, I'm a teacher now. I stand up in front of people all day long and talk to them. Okay. When I was in my 20s, I remember trying to throw a Tupperware party and I could talk to the ceiling and I could talk to the floor and I could talk to the wall, but I couldn't look at another human being, you know? And now 30 years later, I'm standing in front. If you had told 22-year-old me that I'd be standing in front of a classroom, she would have just said, you're crazy. You know?
Here's the thing. I love that you just said that.
So that's what I'm feeling. Yeah.
There's a version of you maybe in 5 years who can like have some popcorn, invite your neighbors over and watch it all together.
That'd be interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's not doable for you right now. to go back and hear what she had to say, what feels doable in order to get the benefit of seeing how far you've come, clean up your thoughts around it, and hear the insecure conversation again.
Right.
What's one step that you could take in order to listen to it? What's doable?
Well, somebody in the chat had a really good thought, and that was to maybe just try doing the audio first.
Yeah.
So I've also thought about trying to get a family member to listen to it and then just kind of like maybe just kind of.
But then all you would get from that is their thoughts about what they heard.
That's true. That's true.
Right? Like you would get their thoughts.
And it's not that, I mean, she was wonderful, you know, like, and everyone's like, oh my God, I'm so afraid of getting coached by Corinne. The experience was fine. It was all me. Like when I started getting, and I get coached in private coaching. I mean, I've
been
more than one of y'all, but like, and I'm okay. But there's something in that session and another one where I was coached during the pandemic with Corinne, where like, a lot of conversations in my head, I don't think were very good with me.
And okay. You just said, when you hear this, like the thoughts of like, I just can't do it. I'm going to be so ashamed to hear what I had to say.
It's going to come back. I'm afraid the conversations that I was having with myself in that moment are going to come back. Like I had to focus hard to stay present because the voices in my head were just like, shitty.
What if they do come back?
I don't want to start binging and eating and like, cause even just thinking about I'm fixing to, I'm like right back. I'm ready.
So you've already decided that if you think those thoughts again, you're going to binge.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. You already said you've been processing through it. You've already journaled a lot about it. You already feel like you've come so far. But you're like, but the minute I hear those words.
It's not even those words. It's just like.
Your thoughts.
I can't believe you let yourself get coached. I can't believe you put yourself out there. Like, what? Are you crazy? You know? And like.
What's the conversation? What's the equal airtime conversation you have about that?
There were people who came up to me and said, you're brave for getting coached and thank you for getting coached. And I, at that moment, I tried to just say, thank you. And I meant it. I was grateful that somebody else said that to me, but then there was part of me that was just kind of reliving that fear in that moment all over again. And
is the version of you,
I think it's because it's public. I think because it was public, because I can like, even now I'm just starting to break out into a sweat, like going, crap, this is being recorded because this is what I'm afraid of, that public kind of forum.
Erica, I'm just going to tell you what you need to tell yourself is mm-hmm. I keep telling myself that I don't want that public forum, but I keep raising my hand for it.
I know. Cause I want to push through. I want to push through.
That's your equal airtime conversation. I keep telling myself I don't want to be on this public forum, but I keep raising my hand for it because it's very important for me.
Yes.
To be that next version of me.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly it. Is I feel like I'm at this point in my life where I need to start pushing through to some other things.
Yeah.
And because I want to lose the next 50 pounds. I mean, I've lost more than 50 here. I've lost 100 from my all-time highest in my life. And I want to go the whole way. And I feel like I got to let those last pieces go. But then I'm also afraid by trying to do that, like that I might just go off the wagon. And I don't want to do that. I just threw away a lot of clothes.
But here's the thing. You keep worrying that you're going to go off the wagon.
See, here's the insecure again, right?
Yeah. But here's what I want you to do. I want to get to this last person because we only have like 4 minutes left. So I want to make sure that she gets coached as well. But
yeah. You
have some level ups here. Like we've been talking about what's doable. So you've got so many options for yourself. You get private coaching, right?
Right.
Okay. You can listen to it yourself or with your amazing daughter. Duh. Y'all can sit down together. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to listen to watch the video. You could just listen to the audio.
Okay.
The other thing that you could do is set a timer. Like, I'm going to listen to 10 minutes of audio today, 10 minutes of audio tomorrow. You can also do this with your coach.
That is a really good idea too. Yeah.
So that as you go through, it may even take you a couple of sessions to go through it.
Right.
But as when you start to feel those feelings come up, stop the tape and coach on what's coming up so that you're guided through it at every step. And the other thing I want you to do is go back and look at some of that stuff and trust in your body, because your body is going into this heightened state, like above home base. And then what is called above home base?
Yes.
It's that hand on your heart. Like, I know I'm nervous. This is just my go-to, but I'm safe. I'm in my living room. These are just thoughts that I'm going to have. I get to decide if I'm going to act on them or not. Go back to that safety again to calm yourself, to remind yourself that nothing terrible is happening. You're just going to have some thoughts. I'm going to watch this and I'm going to have thoughts. That's the worst that can happen. I'm just sitting on my couch.
Yeah.
And bring that safety back.
I think too, it's that I'm not choosing my thought. Like right now it's easy because I feel like I'm just talking to you. I'm looking at you, but then I get off the call or I stop being coached. And I'm like, ooh, I'm on the whole internet. Like that's just too overwhelming of a thought. It's not even the whole internet. It's No BS's platform with all amazing people. But yet the trust in your body is it. Cause that's the word that keeps coming up is like, where is that breakdown? Yeah. Us. So I need to go back and watch that.
Yeah. Just watch that part about the safety part. Like you know, she's got all of those like tools in there for like, you know, I love that. Like put your hand on your heart and like, yeah. I'm safe. I've got my own back, like all of those things. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
I get pregnant from watching a video, right?
True. All right. All right.
Hey, thank you, Senia.
All right. Bye. All right. One more, Paula. I'm butting us up to the very end. I'm going to see if I can get us all in. We're going to talk fast, Paula. Good thing I'm not like Corinne. Corinne will get long-winded. I'm going to see if I can help you right fast. Oh, it's a little baby. Hey, little baby.
Oh.
Look, it's a puppy dog.
Hi.
Hey, Paula.
Hi, MJ.
Hey.
I've never been coached before, and I'm really nervous, but I will talk fast. I can talk fast.
I do a coaching version. Come on, let's go.
I'm a bottom line bitch.
Love it.
I have been in the program for 2 years. I lost my 25 pounds. I have gained 9 of it back.
Okay.
I've been playing with the same 9 pounds for at least 6 months. And I just started recently doing the habit tracker and assessing probably with the last 2 weeks and have definitely seen the data, you know, realizing, you know, what I'm doing and what I'm not doing.
Yeah.
I have been a binger in the past and I don't binge nearly as often as I used to since I've been in the program, but I still self-sabotage and overeat mainly at night.
Okay.
I stick to my plan during the day most of the time, just, okay. You know, pretty good. And then I go home at night and I overeat. I have food allergies. I'm allergic to dairy and wheat are the big things. Dairy, it makes me feel so sick that I don't even eat it other than an occasional piece of cheese. But wheat just kind of makes me feel like crap. So I try not to plan it. But when I like take it completely out of my plan, that's what I binge on. That's what I eat. Like, I'll sit down at night and eat a whole sleeve of Ritz crackers.
So why are you taking it off your plan then?
Well, because of the allergies and, I mean, it's not good for my body. You know, I mean, I get inflammation. I mean, you know, I don't feel it as, you know, again, it doesn't make me feel sick, but, I know I should like maybe just eat less of it.
Maybe you should plan it. You're eating it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. If you're going to eat it anyway, it's like, I'm just going to not write it down. Then it won't happen. And then you go all in on a sleeve of Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
You're eating it anyway. Yeah. What happens when you write it on your plan?
I probably don't overeat as much when I do write it down.
So the doable plan works? What ding, is ding, this ding. Magic you speak of?
Right? I know. You're right.
I really do. I have a private client right now. I'm just working with this on. She needs to decrease her gluten for medical reasons. Mm-hmm. But every time she doesn't plan it, she overeats it. She's got all these amazing reasons not to eat it. But the more she plans it, the less she eats of it because it helps her clean up her thoughts.
Okay.
Because it's not really what we're talking about is it's not, I don't want y'all to think that if you change your facts, you change your thoughts. That's not true. But what you're showing me is when you plan it, it helps you to create these thoughts. When you don't plan it, your brain sends up these other thoughts. So let's give your brain the best opportunity to have the most amazing thoughts about it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right. So Corinne's used like her husband and stuff before, but you could think about anything, like it's all in how you present it to yourself. So probably when you have it on there, you're like, okay, it's on your plan. You can have it if you want. You know, it's not going to make you feel great.
Right.
Do you really think you want it? That's probably the conversation. When you've taken it off, it's like, oh my God, can't even have that. This not be restricted right. for the rest of my whole life. This song. Yeah, I'm not like everybody else.
Yeah. I have the pity
party. But it's
party.
Like it decreases the amount of mind. Now, could you really go all in on your thoughts and not plan it and really like double down on the thoughts? Yes, 100% you could. But for right now, it seems to work to plan it and just have these amazing thoughts. And then there may come a time when you're like, you know what? I want to plan even less.
Okay.
And then I want to plan even less or whatever. And you just start like decreasing it and working on the thoughts.
Okay. That makes sense.
If you're already eating it, put it on a plan.
Okay. I will. I know my two of my sisters are also in NoVS and one of them is at goal and she's been telling me that for a while. And I'm like, I know, but it's so much food and it's la la la. And she's like, you're eating it anyway. Like you just said,
you're okay, eating it anyway. Sense. I know. And I'm not going to look, I got three daughters. So I'm not going to say, tell your sister she was right.
Right? No kidding. I won't. She's probably listening. Thanks.
I know. Nobody wants to hear that at my house. You know, okay. Your sister's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
You got some smart sister over there.
I know. I got four smart sisters, but yeah.
Oh my God.
Hopefully three of us will see you in Nashville next year.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. That was, we did go 4 minutes over, but I got everybody in, which is so awesome. Any questions before we head out? Any questions? Going once, going twice. Thank y'all for letting me hang out with y'all this afternoon. This is so fun. It was good to see everybody. Thank y'all so much. And if y'all listen, if y'all don't have that new Quick Hits podcast, Yesenia, do you have the link to download? It's in your newsletter, the Quick Hits podcast link. It's on the website under podcasts on the nobswomen.com. If you don't have that new pod, it is so good. And for our first person who is busy, 20 minutes or less, and you get it all in your little ear. So make sure. Thank you, Yesenia. That Quick Hit podcast is so good. I love y'all too. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will talk to you later. Bye, y'all.